There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Future. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Oh, yeah, baby. Governor of California, Jerry Brown, laying down the water restriction hammer. People have to cut back by 25%. And the reason why is California has low snowpack, and that means if you don't do something now, they're saying, and I don't understand why there wasn't panic before, that they don't have water. They are running out of water. They are being sucked dry. I mean, seriously. So in a year, some analyst was on, I think I was watching Fox Business News one day, and this was 3 months ago, saying that California in a year was going to be done with water. Done. What do you do when you're done with water? So 25% cut in usage. That's about 1.5 million acre feet of water, give or take, right, over the next 9 months. And the governor says, listen, this historic drought demands an unprecedented action. We got to do it. And I was wondering why it took so long. Why did this take so long? Think of the farms and the businesses that are ravaged by this. I mean, how much of our food, vegetables, do we get from California? And the answer is, ding, 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 you might be surprised, at least 20%. It's usually 20-25%. So they're also mentioning, by the way, it's not going to affect the golf course irrigation because there they use recycled water. So with the recycled water, it's not a big deal. Pepperdine University, known for its incredibly beautiful campus, it's going to be pretty challenging. I was just out there, whatever it was, a year and a half ago. And it's right there in Malibu. It's beautiful. So that water-saving practicing is going to affect them. The first thing that they did, you heard that trickling fountain that we played for you at the top of the show. They're going to turn off all fountains on campus. I think a lot of fountains are going to be turned off. And now that it's such a precious resource, some of these communities, they're going to have, with the water restrictions, they're going to enforce it. And if people are violating it, they're going to have to fine them. You know, NASA did a thing with a satellite photo with some analysis behind it. And they showed that most of the water, the state's reserves, are just lacking. That there's 14,000 times the amount of water it would take. They're saying that they're saying a staggering 11 trillion gallons. 11 trillion. I want you to think about that number. 11 trillion gallons are needed for California to recover from the emergency. So that's 14,000 times the amount of water it would take to fill the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. Wow. It's the amount of water that flows over Niagara Falls in about 170 days' time. So I'll tell you what, people are going to have to figure out a way to conserve, or they're going to find themselves in a situation where they are out of water. And boy, you don't want to be there. It's interesting because maybe 3 years ago somebody said, you want to invest in something? Invest in water because we're running out of water. Boy, were they right. So is he running out of time? That's the other scenario here as we swing down a different river. The governor of Indiana, Mike Pence, under fire. Lots of sporting events pulling out of Indianapolis. Lots of money going to fly by the wayside. So the governor is saying he's working with the legislature to fix the law so it's not discriminatory. Oh, my. And how do you fix that law? Because so much of it is interpretation. Let's go out to Pete in Texas. Hey, Pete.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, so much. Thank goodness we have water.
Yeah. You remember the movie Giant?
I do. I went to Marfa, Texas. I love it.
Okay. Remember the big fight in the cafe?
Yep.
Remember, okay. And the restaurant operator threw the sign that says, "We reserve the right to refuse service to anyone," on Rock Hudson's chest.
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'm just wondering if everybody puts a sign up like that in all their establishments, in all these mom-and-pop operations, if that'd do any good.
Well, you know, and we already have some of those. So where I've seen many signs where it says that they can refuse whoever they want to refuse. But it's once you go down this path, you know how it is, Pete. I mean, they are beating up Pence like nobody's business, and he's trying to be unburied from the pile.
Who's doing it, though? I don't see any faces. I don't see any.
No. There was one place, and it wasn't even in Indiana. So you're right. It's not that there is an incredible firestorm of restaurants, of bakeries, of other establishments saying that. No.
No, it's all... Somebody's pulling everybody's chains. We're back in the 1960s with this mask. That's where that movie Giant was from, back in the 60s. So we're back to that now.
Crazy.
You know, it's just something I came up with.
Crazy. Yeah, I like the analogy, and especially since I had just been there a year ago, so, and I totally saw Giant. I get it, Pete. And you know, how do we get from 2015 back to the 60s? I mean, how do we get there? There's a weird now line between political correctness and what is reality, and not everything is discriminatory. Not everything is gotcha, but it really feels like it.
Yeah, your history is repeating itself. Here we go.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. And you know that whole thing about history is bound to repeat itself. We don't want the bad stuff to repeat itself. It doesn't. Some of it just doesn't flat out make any sense. Pete, thanks. And unfortunately, you know, you got to really tread over these lanes. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Today, the United States, together with our allies and partners, has reached a historic understanding with Iran, which, if fully implemented, will prevent it from obtaining a nuclear weapon. As President and Commander-in-Chief, I have no greater responsibility than the security of the American people. And I am convinced that if this framework leads to a final comprehensive deal, it will make our country, our allies, and our world safer.
All right, so there you go. A little snippet of the Prez and emphasizing that the world will be a much safer place. As I said, I opened it up to the floor. If you want to chime in, you know you can chunk in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. To me, and it's not being incredibly cynical, although it probably sounds cynical to somebody who's driving down the road and has never heard my show before. If I were putting together a list of those I didn't trust, I mean, Iran's got to be on that list. I'd be looking over my shoulder and spinning my head around like Linda Blair in The Exorcist because of the harsh laws there and some of the things that have happened to the people that live in Iran. It wasn't that long ago where it was power to the people and a revolution, and we were encouraging that. If you remember the tweets that went out, and sadly some of the kids that were killed in rampages as they were protesting. You remember the election cycle, and this is goes back a while, but I mean, less than a decade ago, and that was squelched out. So how progressive is Iran? And the answer is, on the surface, there's some progressive aspects, perhaps, of it, but not when you dig very deep. Think Sharia law. So now we're talking about trusting the mullahs. We're talking about trusting whatever the finer points of this agreement will be. So mixed reviews is in order. Nobody's jumping up and down and go, woohoo, this is Reagan-esque. I don't think so. I don't blame the president for spinning it that way or any of the president's men for spinning it that way, because I certainly would do that if that was my gig in the White House. But I don't think this is like Reagan and the Soviet Union. It doesn't feel that way to me. Maybe you see it from a different point of view. I always say, doesn't matter, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. It's about the conversation. And we do care. The quicksand of the Middle East and what's happening there. We saw the Arab Spring was a disaster in the end. So is it smarter to try to diplomatically cut to the chase, no matter what, with Iran? Is it smarter to do that deal? I know one person who's not happy about it, and that would be the Prime Minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, who is worried and has been worried for a very long time that Iran will have a nuke pointed right in their direction because of things that have been said and that have happened in the past. And there's not a lot of love lost between Iran and Israel, let's face it. So Netanyahu says that the deal threatens the existence, the survival of Israel. I mean, he's pulling no punches, and he's said that all the way around. Is this nuclear deal dangerous? Is it a dangerous step in the wrong direction, or is this the right way to go? Because, like Sun Tzu would say, better to have your enemies and your friends even closer, better to have them wrapped up into something. But we have to remember, with the sanctions that were on the table, the sanctions were threatening Iran, and it's really threatening them, especially if you had hardcore banking sanctions, because then that uprising that we saw before with economic problems would have happened again and would have given the people a chance to have more of a say, because obviously they would be being strangled by what was going on economically. So now that's going to be out the window if this puzzle is completely pulled together, and I think it will be. As much as a deal can crumble, and I made that point in the beginning, I don't think that that necessarily happens here. It's more a question of going down the road, how does this look? I'll tell you what, there's no question that the president is pinning legacy to this. Absolutely. Pinning his legacy to this and also to Obamacare, to the Affordable Care Act, and where that goes in the implementation as it continues to go along, how that all turns out in the end, because history will judge this president partially by these two things. Because this is a huge foreign affairs step, and there's been some blunders. And, of course, with health care, it couldn't be any bigger on the domestic side. So those will be the two planks that he leaves office with. 5 years from now, what's that going to look like? 10 years from now, what's that going to look like? On either side of it, but especially because we're zeroing in now on this deal, on the whole Iran situation. And they're saying the framework, hey, we got this framework. We've got this deal. It's here. It's ready to roll. So now we're just going to pull it all together. We've got a couple of months to do it. It's historic. Senator Bob Corker, Republican from Tennessee, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, he says in looking at this from all sides, doing what I say you do, where you shake it up, you know, those little, I forget what they call them, little baubles that you pick up, and they have snow, the snow globes. Pick up the snow globe, and you shake it up, and you look in all different directions. He says it's important to see the specific details of the announcement and said America should remain clear-eyed regarding Iran. He says if a final agreement is reached, the American people, through their elected representatives, must have the opportunity to weigh in to ensure the deal truly, truly represents and can eliminate the threat of Iran's nuclear program and hold the regime accountable. I'd agree with that statement. Are they going to be accountable? What does it mean? What are the strokes in this? Let's see the whole thing. Bob Menendez, who's under massive fire, remember Corker and Menendez sponsored the bill allowing a congressional review. So a 60-vote threshold would be required before lawmakers could take any action. Corker said his committee would take up the legislation on April 14th, and he said he's confident of a strong vote. He's confident of a strong vote. Menendez, who has publicly criticized the administration's handling of Iran, so there's a Democrat saying, I don't like the way this is going, is saying that the White House take its time before agreeing to anything, and with the preliminary announcement on Thursday, negotiators are now going to try to hammer out, as I said, that final deal before a June 30th deadline, because that's it. The deadline is, we've got this, now we got to put it together. And I emphasize this again, okay, hey, we have a great framework. Sometimes the framework falls apart. So isn't it interesting? Kind of a mixed bag. Almost if you listen to what I just said there, Corker, Republican, Menendez, Democrat, and Corker might be a little, he might be perhaps a little warm to the idea more than Menendez, but he's saying what I say. You have to be clear-eyed. I mean, that's a great way to put that, as you watch what happens here, as you watch to see where this goes. It's interesting because Menendez has some comments about it, but he had earlier in the day pleaded not guilty to 14 federal charges of corruption and bribery that people are calling political payback for going against the administration. And then there he is again making the comment that he made. It has to do with his relationship with an eye doctor in Miami and whether or not there was improprieties with money that was funneled in a couple of different directions. So mixed as it should be, and I think mixed across America. I was listening to some talk shows earlier in the day, and it was kind of a mixed bag. Even on hardcore, what I would call conservative points of view, kind of a mixed bag in some of the calls. I'll give you a little preview of the mailbag, even though it's not till the next hour. I got this one from Joe in Illinois, who says, Kate, what a big fat zero that deal with Iran is. You said it before. We'll be looking over our shoulder on this one. I don't think it's going to amount to much of anything. Plus, we knew they'd have a nuke eventually anyway. If I was Israel, I would not be happy. And then this one from Wham, who says, I think thumbs up. Why not try to cut some kind of a deal? Why not try to extend the olive branch? And if they scratch us with it, then we know where we stand. The problem is they have scratched us with the olive branch before. I don't know, three strikes and you're out. And it does go to the relationship with Israel, looking at Iran. I can see why, and I would be, if I were a member of Congress, I'd be uneasy about this deal. And I'd be waiting for the ultimately, not just the framework, but for the final deal. What's the accountability? Because the accountability clause is the key thing to me. How do you hold them accountable? All right, we're going to have some fun next. Ray Stevens. And he's got this really, he's got a whole album out, but he's got a really funny song, and you're going to hear it when we come back.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Grew up that she's in the yard again. I'll have to call the cops. She follows me everywhere I go. I can't make her stop. I swear sometimes she's been inside my house when I've been gone. She's about to drive me crazy. Hey, let me tell you what's going on. Taylor Swift is stalking me. She's stalking me. She's hiding in the backyard now, up in that tall pine tree, with a pair of night vision goggles focused right on me. I swear she's everywhere I go. You know it's plain to see.
I bet she's in the camera, two pictures in 3D.
Taylor Swift is stalking me.
Know the song, the Streaker song. Who doesn't know the Streak? I don't care if you're a millennial. I don't care how old you are. I think everybody remembers this song because it's one of those major hits that was funny, that was solid, that just lives on and on and on. And how cool would it be to have your music live on and on and on? And then you're creating new music. So what a great career certainly Ray Stevens has had. Country and comedy legend without a doubt. Ray, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate.
Before we dive into your new stuff, you got to tell us. You got to give everybody a glimpse behind the curtain. How did the Streak? How did you come up with that in your mind? What spurred that on?
I've always believed that current events are great material for popular songs. And I was on a plane flying from L.A. to Nashville back in 74, I guess. And I was bored, and they had these little, they still do have these little magazines on the plane to read. And one of them was Newsweek or Time or one of those. And in the back they have these little blurbs about news events. And one of the news items was about a college student in California who took his clothes off and ran through a crowd. And they called it streaking. And I thought, man, now that's an idea for a song. So I got back to Nashville, where I live, and put the song together as fast as I could. But by the time I could get in the studio and record it, it was such a hot idea that there were like a dozen other streaking records already on the market. But I think I had the jump on them as far as writing my song, because I had a little more time to put something together that made sense. And I put mine out anyway, and sure enough, it was the one that made it.
So when you were traveling around, and obviously you're performing the song, and there was great animation also that was connected to it, when you were doing that, when you traveled, did people come up to you and say, did you become identified with that song? Hey, you're the streaker guy. You're Mr. Streak. Did that happen to you?
A little. You know, we did a lot of live shows back in those days, and just about every performance for a couple of years, we'd have a streaker. And it was... Excuse me. Sometimes it was really interesting. We had some really pretty girls streak us a couple of times.
You got to love that, right?
Oh, yeah. guys were lining up to sign up for my band, you know.
That's great. Hey, we want to be in that band because they really get the beautiful babes and we see everything, so it's great.
Wow, yeah.
You know, people don't talk about this. Well, they do talk about it, but the award shows have become even mega bigger. But the Grammy Awards are always the creme de la creme, we'll say. And you're familiar with the Grammy Awards. And of course, you know, Everything is Beautiful, that nabbed a Grammy Award. What was that like when you heard that you were getting a Grammy?
Well, you know, I was in Australia when when they had the awards that year. And so Glenn Campbell got my award for me. And, but it was a real thrill and a real honor. And, the second Grammy I won was for the arrangement of the year for Misty with the banjo. And I was there for that. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And, you know, Glenn Campbell, we see, sadly, you know, his struggles now, and it was just a beautiful documentary, I think, that was made about Glenn Campbell. And it's interesting because you would have been one of his contemporaries. Do you know Glenn really well? Did you know him well back in the day when you were both out there singing?
Yeah, I knew him pretty well. Nice guy, great guy, great talent. Well, he could play the guitar like nobody's business, you know, and it was great knowing him, great being associated.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying that, and they talk about his skills on the guitar for sure. All right, so you have a new album, and it's called Here We Go Again. Tell us about recording that and some of the songs that, you know, how you came up with them, because the songwriting process to me is what's so fascinating.
Well, you know, I've been trying to write songs since I was 15 years old, and you kind of learn after so many failures what not to do and how to kind of structure a song. And so I really enjoy that part of the process. It's I guess maybe the most creative part of making a record is the song. And you know, I had a lot of fun putting this album together. I just signed a new deal with Sony Red to distribute my records, and so we'll be not only on iTunes and Amazon and my website, raystevens.com, but in the brick and mortar stores also. And they wanted a comedy album as the first release from our association. So I said, great, I think that's a good idea, and I've set about to produce that, and I think it turned out pretty well. I got a lot of my buddies to help me get the songs together, and I didn't write everything in the album, in other words, and so I think it turned out really well.
Yeah, and you mentioned at the top when you're talking about the Streaker song, looking at what's happening in society and paying attention, you know, reading the magazines, seeing what's happening, and that's a big influence for comedy, isn't it?
It's a big influence, yes, for anything, I think. I mean, as far as writing a song about current events, if you can throw in something that's on people's minds, I think it helps.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, I agree. Of all the shows you played, and there were thousands, is there one moment that you just, it was the place you wanted to play, the crowd was just crazy, and you felt that high that performers get?
Well, gosh, I can't pick one, but there have been several several instances like that. Gosh, I've been off the road for 2 years. I'm just going back out as we speak. I signed with an agent a couple, 3 months ago, and we're starting to book show dates right now. So I'm looking forward to getting back out and performing. I'm stammering around here trying to remember a show.
How about the Grand Old Opry? Did you do the Grand Old Opry?
It's always a lot of fun. I just did it, and I sang one of the songs on the new album called Taylor Swift Is Stalking Me, and they loved it. The audience really loved it, and I was so gratified, so flattered that they loved it so much, and the response was just tremendous, and it bore me out on my theory that current events really help. If you sing about something that's on people's minds to start with, it kind of helps a lot, you know.
Absolutely, and you're there in Nashville, and so certainly you know, and everybody knows the lore of the Grand Ole Opry. But what is it about Nashville now? I mean, you've lived there for a long time, and you've seen the transformation. Everybody, Ray, wants to live in Nashville, especially if they're a singer or a songwriter. I mean, it's like now it's sort of the eastern southern version of Hollywood. It's crazy. A lot of people are invading your town. What's that like?
Well, there's a lot of traffic. It's made driving. Oh boy, it's made driving a lot harder, and I don't like that aspect of it. But on the other side of the coin is the fact that we are a thriving city, and I'm gratified that people agree with me that this is a great place to live, because I've loved Nashville ever since I moved here from Atlanta in 1962. So, you know, it's a great place to live. And the New York Times, I think, recently called Nashville the It City. And a lot of people picked up on that in other areas of the media. And I don't know if they use the term It City, but Nashville has been receiving a lot of positive press in the last few months, if not years. And, you know, it's... people, I talked to a real estate agent the other day, and she said that people are moving to Nashville at the rate of 15,000 per month.
Wow.
And for a small city like Nashville, that's really an influx. I mean, that's a lot of folks.
That, no kidding, that is a lot of folks. Of all the singers that are out there now that live in your neck of the woods, frankly, who is it that you really say, wow, is it Blake Shelton, who doesn't actually live in your neck of the woods but goes there a lot, Brad Paisley? Who do you hear that you say, that guy really has it, or that woman really has it, and you like to listen to their songs, their music?
Well, you know, all the people you mentioned really have it, and Nashville is so blessed to have the attraction to these folks, and they move here to record, and a lot of them move here to live. And it's just, I don't know, it's a phenomenon. You said it, it's sort of like Hollywood. People are moving here in droves, and it's great to come in contact with these super talented people.
Yeah. Good stuff. Here We Go Again. Pick it up. New album. iTunes everywhere. As Ray said, brick and mortar, so you can get a copy of it. Ray Stevens, continued success, and we'll look for you on the road. Thank you.
Thank you.
most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Fly me to the moon. Let me take you. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words,
yes, we're heading for the exits for this hour anyway. What a great thing it was to, what a great deal getting a chance to talk to Ray Stevens. What a incredible mind, because it's like he said, it was pretty simple. Look at current events, wrap it around, sit and write the comedies and the parodies, and he really made a living on that. He played country songs too, and kind of at some point ventured a little poppy. But he was known for the comedy songs. There's no question about that. And I thought that Taylor Swift song was pretty funny, actually. I have to say that. All right, this is a segment I like to call Odds and Ends. We certainly know that at the beginning of the show, and the big thing is Iran and this deal. The framework's been laid out. Now it's a question of in June what the finer points are going to be. It's till the end of June, June 30th, that either you got something going on or you don't. But they're not framing it like that. It's like, yes, we have a deal. And we've agreed on all these things. So by the 30th, we'll have this whole thing laid out. And Congress will have something to say about that. So it's kind of mixed reviews, like I mentioned, mixed reviews. So under the heading of what have we learned, we've learned that history is bound to repeat itself, perhaps. But we ultimately don't know the legacy of this president concerning Iran until years down the line. Years down the line. All right, odds and ends. Here's one for you. Sadly, really a lot of this week has been dedicated, if you flipped around at all, a little bit anyway, to the co-pilot who crashed the plane in the Alps last week, because the question is, wow, did anyone know that he was having issues, that he had mental health problems, that he was deemed not really fit to fly by one psychiatrist, and how is it that he was in the cockpit? And then comes this, because they went to his house, took out all his computers and any notes or any information. Of course, that's what you would do. They're investigating. The why question hangs over everybody's head in this one. And the answer is, we don't know maybe the specific why, we have an idea of it, but in his computer, he was searching all around for the cockpit, trying to get answers on the cockpit door and would the cockpit door be secure, finding out everything he could about that cockpit door, because he must have had in mind what he was going to do. And knowing that once the pilot was out of the cockpit, then he had it to himself, and that's exactly what happened. But here's the thing. How did he know if the pilot was going to get up? I guess assuming with the length of the flight and having something to drink that it would be just natural that that would happen. Otherwise, he wouldn't have had that opportunity unless he killed the pilot or did something to the pilot, because he wouldn't have gotten up and wouldn't have walked to the bathroom. So perhaps he just assumed based on prior experience, hey, this is what goes on when you're in the cockpit for X amount of hours and you have a series of water or drinks or whatever it is, Coke, whatever it is they're drinking, and that's going to happen. But either way, the plane goes down. Families are crushed. They're still taking families to the site of the crash. They're still combing over the crash area. There was a cell phone that was found there, and people thought it was a hoax, but apparently no. There was a cell phone, and it had some waning moments on it. So pretty powerful images coming out of the Alps. And then the question of the why, the very specific why, I don't think that'll be boiled down to it, other than I believe this pilot knew he wasn't going to be renewed, was distraught about that, and whatever other issues. And so this was what he decided he was going to do. The other thing that happened this week was the 11 people found guilty in the Atlanta schools in that cheating scandal. I mean, perhaps one of the craziest deals. Not crazy that there's cheating scandals in schools, because I guarantee there have been, and we know that, there have been other teachers and other administrators guilty of it. But you had principals involved in this. You had all kinds of teachers involved in this, that they were just trying to do anything they could to get those test scores high. It was all about the test scores, because that meant more money for the schools. That was the pressure of, we've got to make sure that we crack the code. So how do we crack the code? We change scores. You know, they got bonuses. They got their careers jump-started. They got to keep their jobs. I mean, it was kind of a mixed bag of everything. There were cheating parties. Can you imagine? Hey, Michael, come over tonight. We're having a cheating party. In and out of the classrooms, the teachers made changes to students' answers on tests. They were told to do it. About 180 teachers, this is how widespread this was, at 44 schools were implicated initially. They boiled that down, but they think this goes all the way back to 2001. And this is the statewide skills test. So whatever they had to do, and then here's the thing, you have to realize that people that have these tests that are administered, who put them together, the standardized tests, they realize that when you see a massive, crazy improvement, not a little bit of an improvement, but when it jumps a certain level, 20, 30 points, you know, there's going to be questions. How does that school district all of a sudden have kids taking these tests and they've gone up, their test scores have gone sky high? It just doesn't add up, because they're not working around the clock. They didn't have massive tutors. They, you know, maybe some of the kids were doing that, but not the school districts overall. Not overall. And I mentioned Senator Menendez earlier, as he had something to say about Iran, and of course there was an indictment handed down on Thursday. And you know, when they peeled back the onion on this one, and he definitely has gone up against the administration on a couple of things, including Cuba. Three girlfriends, they say seven incredible trips, like Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, and more than $750,000. He says he's innocent. He said he's innocent of what he's being accused of. I'm thinking, if they're leveling an indictment, they must feel like they have some evidence, even if it's a gotcha situation. Like, you bite the administration, well, we find this out and we're not going to bury it. We're going to bite you back. But they'd have to have something a little hardcore. It's that where there's smoke, a lot of times there really is fire. And I guess Melgen is the name of the doctor, and he offered to help fund graduate school for one girlfriend at the University of Miami. Because, you know, Menendez, hey, by the way, single. He's been divorced since 2005. So he helped there on her behalf, I guess. And then there was another girlfriend that he helped with a visa application. So apparently Menendez was kind of a player, I guess. And this was one of the things that did. There was a Dominican national girlfriend who worked as a model. And so Melgen did what he could to get those visas approved to help that move along. And I'm thinking, what is the staff doing here? Then there was a Ukrainian national who worked as a model and an actress. So he hung out with a lot of models. And the third girlfriend got a visa to travel from Spain to Miami to see Melgen after Menendez's office issued a letter signed with the senator's name and advocating on her behalf to visa officials. So this was kind of a two-way street. Menendez was helping him with his situation, and he was helping Menendez on the other side of it too. So all kinds of craziness happening there with the doctor. And, you know, I guess Melgen supplied $750,000 in fundraising. He had a luxurious hotel in Paris for the senator to meet up with his girlfriend. Then there was the park. It was the Park Hyatt, I guess, in Paris. And I mean, we could go on and on with the salacious details, but let's just say there's a few fishy things there. How's that? Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.